Let's do the college football update. Shall we do that? Is that okay, Solano?
Sounds good.
This college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers Football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU Game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. You're a proud FIU Panther, aren't you, Solana?
Paws up, papa.
There you go. Paws up, papa.
That's they're saying.
See my hat?
The, is that an FIU hat?
FIU hat, baby.
So far away, I cannot see him. It's like
you know you're blind.
I'm not blind, but there's a glare. He's about 80 yards from me. I honestly cannot see that hat. You can see the logo on that hat?
Easily, yes.
Really?
I got 20/20, baby.
It's like
I can see your cataract.
It's like being produced by a silhouette.
I can see.
It's like a sexy producer back there. I see a silhouette, you know, just moving around every now and then. I pretend it's someone else, and then every so often he talks.
I'm going to break it to you. There's no sex appeal on the other side of that window.
Here's your college football report. It revolves around a hated college football program, the Ohio State. Solana mentioned this earlier. They have filed a trademark application for the word the, which they pronounce the Ohio State. This was from Bleacher Report. It says Josh Gerben of the Gerben Law Firm reported that Ohio State University placed a trademark application with the United States Patent and Trademark Office last Thursday for the word the. Per Gerben's search on the office's trademark electronic service system, OSU's trademark request is listed for clothing, namely T-shirts, baseball caps, and hats. The request included examples of OSU clothing featuring the on the front. So rare. Gerben posited that Ohio State will receive an initial refusal of the application because the trademark, quote, must be used on tagging or labeling for the products. He further noted that putting the word the on the shirt is not sufficient trademark use. The trademark attorney also said the university should have a chance to rework the proposed products. The Ohio State University changed its name from Ohio Agricultural and Mechanical College in 1878. I hate when they do the Ohio State, but trademarking, like, someone's getting paid to do that?
But, bro, don't y'all do the U?
Yeah. That's cool.
Huh?
I'm
just saying, what's the difference, though? I'm just asking, what's the difference? The Ohio State University?
The U?
You're still putting the in front of something.
No, no one emphasizes the U. It's the U.
I'm not saying it's, I'm just saying that saying using the, y'all use it too, and it means something to you. Like it means something.
The doesn't mean anything.
I think it's dumb as hell. I think it's ridiculous. They're fighting to put T-H-E on the front of a shirt?
They're not fighting to put it on the front of the shirt. They can put it on the front of the shirt as much as they want. They want to trademark it so that they've got the rights to do that and no one else does.
You know what? I want the rights to the word dog.
I mean, it really, I'm thinking, like, I'm trying to go through my head. Like, remember Pepsi? It was, you got the right one, baby? Like, the was in there. It wasn't the emphasis of it. With Ohio State, the Ohio State is what they emphasize.
So
but that's their own stupid fault.
Who
bleep told you to emphasize the, you jackasses?
You know what? Florida needs to trademark of. And we'll yell of right. Over University
of
Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's just all jump on
the
this.
The Ohio State. Get out of here with that nonsense.
This is dumb.
FIU is just FIU. I just want to let you guys know. You know, we don't have the of or the V or the U. Just FIU.
Pause up.
Yeah. Pause up is probably the best slogan in college football.
This college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers Football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU Game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. Ridiculous.
The.
How stupid is that, too, that's what they emphasize?
How arrogant do you have to be to think you can get the?
We've been talking a lot about the, and we want to trademark it. Huh? I mean, some lawyer collected money from the Ohio State University to file that stupid-ass trademark application.
And they would have to go through levels. Like, an AD approved this. The president approved this.
Yeah, this is not, you know, some business class and they're doing, like, a little project. Yeah, this went through the proper chain. There was a conference room.
Yep.
Somewhere at the Ohio State University. They're meeting in the conference room.
In order to protect the brand. That's coming straight from the Ohio State University brass.
I don't understand. Like, protect what? Like, the...
The brand.
The brand.
The brand.
I don't know.
But then, are they trying to say, well, other schools... Because other schools do it, too. Like, have you ever watched the NFL when they let the players introduce themselves? They'll say, the Clemson, the...
Right.
Like, the other people will say it. Are they trying to let those people not say the in front of their college?
I believe so.
You know, like when they do the little video introductions, bottom of the screen, first quarter.
Yep.
Ohio State players, it's the most annoying thing. They really emphasize the.
Right.
Like they want to let you know.
No.
But
I
then
get
there's
it.
There's a guy that's the starting safety, and he'll say the University of Nevada.
Right. There is somebody that does that.
That does it all the time.
Right. But they want to prevent that from happening because they want to protect the brand.
Of the word the?
Why don't you protect this? Ohio State. Hey, how about you protect this? How about you and Terry Porter, the fraudulent referee that called pass interference in the end zone 18 seconds after the play ended? To trademark fraudulent national champions.
Why would they do that?
Because they're fraudulent national champions.
Coker was already on the field.
Coker was on the field.
He was on the field.
You heard the band is on the field. The band is on the Stanford play. Coker's on the field. Coker was running on the field
with troopers.
How do you do that to poor Larry Coker?
He was confused a lot, though.
He wasn't confused there. It was a touch. I mean, it was the end of the game. It was nothing. It was just over. Larry Coker's the nicest guy in the world.
When I was in his office, I think he forgot I was there.
Did Larry Coker recruit you?
Yeah. I was sitting there. And I think
while you were in the office, he forgot you were there?
He looked down, played on his paper for a second. He looked up, and he looked surprised at me and my mom. Like, hey, nice to meet y'all. Yeah, Larry was.
He didn't jump off the page? Like,
no.
He didn't have that, who is it? Who do we always talk to during college football season?
Houston Nutt.
He didn't have that Houston Nutt swagger?
No, I love Vernon Hargrave. The linebacker coach, he was good. Shannon was still there. Now, Shannon is still your girl.
What? Really?
Oh.
Randy Shannon was charming.
Shannon,
and
he'll steal your girl.
Randy Shannon.
He's cool, like one-on-one. Just cool. Like, he could play Dolomite.
Because, what's the one memory that everybody has now of Randy Shannon?
Losing to USF.
It for me, it was the walk at Duke. Like that, like, you know what I mean? Where, you talk about, like, smooth or whatever, but it's, like, so far removed from our experience with Randy Shannon.
But, yeah, Coker was like the uncle that just, he made one dish. He'd probably have a cooler somewhere with melted ice and warm beer in it and just forget about it. Like, yeah, Larry was out there.
So he didn't he didn't make you swoon?
No. You know who did? Vilma and DJ Williams and them. They were still there.
Yeah, that I could see.
That's why I drove down here from Atlanta with my mom to come see those
guys. It was a party
guys.
With Jonathan Vilma and not to party with Larry Coker.
Oh, hey, how y'all doing?
The Larry Coker, by the way.
Uh-oh. They'll get mad at you.
I mean, how do you disappoint Larry Coker? He's the nicest guy in the world. He's running out on the field. He's got another national championship. And this Terry Porter, this son of a gun, he's going to throw a flag. I feel like this was yesterday. How long ago was this?
17 years ago.
Oh, my God. Punch in the gut.
Terry Porter eats hot dogs out of the fridge.
There you go.
That hurt his feelings.
There you go.
Y'all are ridiculous.
I feel better that I got that off my chest. The Ohio State.
Somebody says it was the U before the Ohio State.
Right, but again, we don't emphasize the U. The U.
Yeah, the U.
right?
But can you say the if you don't say the? Can you say the University of Nevada?
If you don't pronounce it as the
yes.
University of Nevada.
See, this
would that be the loophole?
I don't think there needs to be a loophole. The judge that gives them the word the is getting fired the same day.
Yeah, if somebody approves this trademark application, you know who the trademark judge is? Terry Porter. Is that unbelievable? It's like a Seinfeld episode. it's like a Seinfeld episode. This guy's sticking it to us.